Today's daf is daf Kuf Gimel. So the Mishnah begins on the top here. Kol shelo zacha b'hamizbeach b'besara lo zacha kohanim be'ora. We're talking about the hide, speaking of leather, we're talking about the skin of an animal, that the kohanim are zocha in the leather. So anything that the mizbeach was zocha to the basar, so then the or goes to the kohanim. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, olas ish, olash alta le'ish. So when the ola is fulfilled, it fulfills the ish, the person's obligation. So then, in turn, you get the or. The pasuk says v'hakoyin hamakiv is ola se'ish. So then, or ha'ola shehikriv la'koyin lohiyah. So that's a pasuk that the or goes to the koyin. So there's a machlokus in the Rishon Rashi Nama Bay says that there's only a mitzvah of hafshata of skinning when it comes to an ola. The other ones, there's no mitzvah. The Rambam, however, thinks there's a mitzvah for skinning all the animals, all karbanos. So whether there's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah, everyone agrees though that the or the skin does go to the kohanim. So the Gemara, the Mishnah explains further now. Ola shenishchata shelo lishma. Let's say you did ola, it wasn't l'shem ola. Ava pishlo alta lebailim or lekohanim. We said that ola shelo lishma is actually a good carbon. You don't fulfill your obligation, but the mizbeach is able to accept it. So since you could put it on the mizbeach, so the or still goes to the kohanim. Echad olas ish, echad olas ha'ish, whether it's a man's carbon or a woman's carbon, orosayim the kohanim. All those cases, the skin goes to the kohanim. Oros kachim kalim, whether it's kachim kalim, which are the low-level carbonos, such as shlomim, or, the kachim kalim of the shlomim go to the baal, the owner, just like part of the shlomim goes to the baal as well. Oros kachay kachim lekohanim, but the kachay kachim, the chatas, for example, or the ola, those go to the kohanim. And then the Gemara explains, Mishnah explains kavachomer to kavachomer. What's a kavachomer? Ma'im ola shelzacha bivsara, the ola which the kohen doesn't eat from the basar, because the ola is kulokalil, yet the zacha ba'ora, yet the kohen gets the skin. Kachay kachim shezacha bivsara. When it comes to chatas and an asham, where the kohen also gets the basar. Einodin she yizkul baron, so certainly he should get the or as well. It's all the kohen. There's no shaychus to the baal, as opposed to shlamim, where the baal does get a chelik of the shlamim. Therefore, the baal gets the or as well. And then the Mishnah says, "Ein, don't bring me a yakasha. Ein mizbeach yochiach. Don't tell me the mizbeach should prove that even though the mizbeach takes the basar, that it doesn't get the or. So maybe you should say just because a kohen gets the basar of the chatas, he shouldn't get the or. No, because ein lo or b'chol makom. The mizbeach never gets the or. Or isn't shayach by mizbeach. So just because the or does get basar, doesn't get or, you can't ask a kasha. So maybe the kohen gets the basar of the chatas." He shouldn't get the or of the chatas? No, because the or is never shayach to the mizbeach, whereby it is shayach for the kohan.
And what would you think that the kachim kalim was different?
What? The kachim kalim are different. The baal gets it, because the baal gets a chelik of it.
Right,
but
the kohan also gets a chelik
to it. Yeah, but the baal, the fact that the baal gets it, his carbon, he's bringing it, so he has a shayachus to it, as opposed to the chatas, the baal doesn't get to eat anything. So then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan, olas ish, Pradla olas hektesh, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. And olas ish, why did it say olas ish in the pasuk? To tell me olas hektesh is not bechlal the dinim of or. We'll see in a moment what olas hektesh is. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Pradla olas gerim, to the exclusion of an olas gerim, we'll get to that as well. So Gemara wants to know now, my pradla olas hektesh, what does it mean that olas hektesh, there is no din of the or going to the kohanim? So the Gemara explains as follows, Amar, Rebbe Achia bar Yosef, pradli ola, Haba min hamosros, an ola that comes because of leftovers. When there are leftover carbonos, leftover funds, so then Rashi explains an example here. Rashi says, min hamosros, dechol ashamos shari'a, any asham that the din is that you don't bring it as a carbon, but rather you let it graze until it gets a mum, could go in temuras asham, asham shemesu ba'alav, shekipu ba'alav, be'acher, you had a mechaper with a different carbon. All of these, the halacha is the kaimalan, yiru, v'imcheru, v'yiplu, dameim, l'nadava. So you end up letting it graze, it gets a ba'al mum, you're pod it, and that money is used to bring as a nadava on the mizbeach. So that's those are called the minamosros, so that there's no shaychas, there's no individual who's getting it, because only nidvas ish, only olas ish, do you get the or. But nidvas tzibur, this ends up being a nidava for the carbon tzibur, just carbon and nidava on the mizbeach. There is no shaychus to the or. The coin doesn't get the or. Only if an olas ish, not an olas tzibur.
So what happens to the or?
I'm not sure what happened to it. I don't know if they would. They wouldn't burn it. It could be. I don't know. They say what happens to it.
Rashi says they're sold.
They're sold. Yeah, where's that Rashi? Let's hear Rashi.
Tomorrow.
Ah, okay. That's why. Okay, I forgot that Rashi. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, get sold. Okay, no, get to you sell it. Okay, excellent.
And the money goes to the kabbai.
L'chora.
Or to they get additional. They buy additional olos.
Uh-huh. They buy more and more until the skin gets less enough.
Right.
Is that the original ashram that was sold, or is that the oros that is sold that Rashi's talking about? The original, because it brings up a note here that the original ashram is sold, but it's found after being lost. The owner died. And then that's sold.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, so unclear what happens to the or. Okay. So we'll have to tzarachim. So then the so then the Gemara says this all makes sense. Only hanich l'mandamar if you assume most of the nidvas tzibur azli that in fact if there are leftover ashram funds you buy a nidava for the tzibur. That's not olas ish. That's olas nidava tzibur. L'mandamar most of the nidvas yachid azli, but there is an opinion that actually leftovers go for nidvas yachid. Rashi explains nidvas yachid means baal of shel ashram, the owner of the ashram who had now leftover ashram. Shinitosar, who atzmo may be ola bedam. If he actually brings it out of his pocket, who samech alev, shochte, he dismicha, he dischite, he does everything. V'nisacha, krevim, mishalo, ends up being, since it was his asham, it becomes his nidava. So that becomes olas ish, and so that should be subject to the or going to the kohen. So Michael Meimar, what are you going to explain here? So Kedamar Rabba, Rabba says ha ola, ola rishon. Whenever it says the ha, the, it's the first one. So just like we have the ola referring to the carbon tamid, which is the first carbon of the day, ha'chanami, ha'ola, it says here in this context, when it comes to the or, it says, where's that pasuk we're looking for? Ha'ola, where's that pasuk? Here we go. Ha'korin ha'makif is ola ish or ha'ola asherikiv. Ha'ola is the first one. What does it mean the first one? The first asham, not the second asham, not the secondary asham. So we see only the original Ashram is chayiv in the or going to the Kohen, but the secondary, the backup, the Nidvas Yachid, which is the second-hand one, the or does not go to the Kohanim. So that's the understanding of what does it mean that Olas Ish, Pradla Olas Hektesh, to exclude a Nidvas of the Nidava, Haba, Min HaMosros, there is no din of or to the Kohen. That's the Rabbi Chiya's understanding. Comes along now a different opinion of Rabbi Ivo, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Prat, the matvis ola the bedek abayis. So Rianai says no. It's coming to exclude a person took a ola and he dedicated this ola is going to go to bedek abayis. In that case, the or doesn't go. Bedek abayis means the funds are going to be used to the upkeep of the base mikdash. So if a person does that, he does it on the animal. I want my animal to be used for the bedek abayis. So then the or doesn't go to the kohen. And the Gemara explains lo mi bari l'man damar kachir bedek abayis tafsu midiraisa. Needless to say. That if you take an animal, you can dedicate an animal for Bedek HaBayis, even though the animal is roy for a Mizbeach as a carbon. Midiraisa, if I say I want to use it for Bedek HaBayis, there's no Kedushas Mizbeach on the animal. It's only vis-a-vis the Bedek HaBayis. So that certainly works. But Ella, and therefore, since it's not really a carbon, so the, certainly the or doesn't go to the Kohen. Ella fi l'mandam ar lo tafsi, even if you hold, it doesn't work on a Midiraisa level. Really, the lacha is where the Rashi go. There's a long Rashi here. Rashi, look at the last wide line. Elafi l'man damar midirabanan ba'alma of a midiraisa lo. That really only dirabanan it's chal. But midiraisa really doesn't work. Really, there's no kedushas bedek abayis in the animal. Rashi explains that really you have to do a pidyon first in order to use it. Let's read the previous Rashi, I think, to make this clear. See, Rashi says, lo mibai, around 10 hour lines up. Perik basa de tmura daf lamed beis de kamar ula ma matvis ola lebedek abayis ein ba ela ikuv gizbarim bilvad umosvina leola lula matvis ola lebedek abayis also leshocht ad shetifta. You can't shecht until you've been poded. So you have an ola and you say I want the ola to go for bedek abayis purposes. So the bedek abayis is now it can't be used as a carbon. So you have to first redeem the bedek abayis before you want to shecht it as an ola. Umishane ula there hay de matzech le pidyon is only midirabanan. Okay, so in an ora, with respect to the skin now, lo mi bai l'man damar midiraisa tafse be kedushas bedek abayis. Dein ora l'kohanim, im shachta ad shelev niftes. that the Bethek Abayis Kedusha can be chal on the animal, Madiraisa, so that's Pashit, that the skin doesn't go to the Kohen because it's Madiraisa, it's not a carbon. The Lav Olas Ishu, Ela Olas Hektesh. Ela Filu Mandamar, even the one Rashi explains, Midirban Ba'alma, about Madiraisa lo, Madiraisa, it's still an Ola, and it's not a Bethek Abayis, so you should think that the animal, rather the Bethek Abayis Kedusha, is not chal on the Ola. So I think the cases where you first made into an Ola, which is Kedusha's Mizbech, and then you added Bedek Abayis on top of that. And you say that secondary Bedek Abayis is only Chal Midirabanan, but Deraisa, it's really an Ola. So should you think that, you should think then that the Or should go to the Kohen. So Gemara says that back inside, Ela Filaman Demar Lo Tafsei, Hani Mi the Basar. That the Basar itself, we say, that it's really Be'etzim has Kedusha's Ola, and the Bedek Abayis is only secondary. But Midirais is an Ola. Aval, with respect to the Or, toughest. The skin, the Bedek Abayis is chal on the skin, according to all opinions, in which case the Kohen won't get the Or, according to both opinions. And that's the understanding of Rabbi Yanai, that's a case of Matvis Ola, the Bedek Abayis, that's where the Kohen doesn't get the Or. It's a second scenario. The Chein Amar Rav Nachman, back in the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Prad Ola Haba Mina Moses. He's going back. The first opinion, he thinks he agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Chaya Bar Yosef, that's excluding a case of Ola Haba Mina Moses. So now comes along Amar Le Rav Hamnuna Le Rav Nachman. Kiman, who this is whole like, this must be holding like Ki Rabbi Yehuda. This idea that the one who thinks in Ola Haba Mina Moses doesn't get the Or, doesn't go to the Kohen, must be the position of Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, but Rabbi Yehuda retracted on his position. Let's understand Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani, the Braisa, tells us, Shisha l'nedava. When it came to the Beis Hamikdash, you remember the good old days in Masechah Shkalim, there are a number of different containers that stuck a box where they used to keep the funds. So there are six of them were used for nedava. We're set aside for the, it's all going to go, Olas nedava l'mizbeach. So the Ola haba minamosros, all the leftovers, Shiloha yihu kohanim zakayin ba'ora. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that all those funds used for Olas, the Mosos, the leftover fund that were used for Ola, does not get the Or, doesn't go to the Kohen. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda lines up nicely with the position of Rabbi Chia. So then Gemara explains, Amrila Rabbi Nechemia, Amrila, others say Rabbi Yishimon, they said, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that? That the Mosos, Or, doesn't go to the Kohen? Imkain, if you're going to say that the Ola Haba Mina Moses don't go to the Kohen, Bitalta Midrasha Sheyoyada Kohen. You're going against a well-known Drasha who was a Kohen Gadol of the times of Bais Rishon. You can't go against him. The Tanya he held, Zem Midrash Darash Yehua Yehoyada Kohen. Asham, who Asham Asham Lashem, Asham is his, and it's Tashem. It's Mashma, the Asham goes to Hashem only, not to the Kohen. The problem is, there's another pasuk that says, "Kechatas ka'ashem Torah achas lehem ha'kohen asher yichaper bo lo yeh." One pasuk says Hashem goes to the Kohen, another pasuk he says Hashem goes to Hashem. Well, which one is it? So he explains, "Kol sheba mishum chatas and mishum Hashem, anything that comes because of a chatas or an Hashem, which means it was a mosros, it was left over of an Hashem, or left over of a chatas that goes some to Hashem and some goes to the Kohen." Meaning what? Yilakach bo olos, you buy with the leftover funds, the mosos asham you buy for carbon for the olos, the basar goes l'shem, and ora goes to the kohanim. So here's a mefurish drasha from Yehoyada Kohen, that even by mosos asham, the ora does go to the Kohen. So that now undermines Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda must have retracted, he must have agreed that his drasha was incorrect. So now, how could Rabbi Chiya above say that mosros mina ola, mina asham, or goes to the Kohen? So then the Gemara says, Amar le, Rav Nachman says, Elamar b'may mokim la. So if you hold Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't hold the Joshua, he now holds like Yehoyada HaKohen. So how are you going to explain Prat Leolas Hektish? So Amar le, he explains, Mokmina la b'maktish nechasev. So I don't know why he doesn't take the case of Matvis Ola b'Bedek Abayis. For some reason he rejects that. But now he creates a third scenario. So right now we have the first scenario of the Mosros. We said that's rejected. The Mosros and the Dava go to the, or goes to the Kohen. The second case we brought was the case of the Matis Ola Bedek Abayis. Now we're bringing a third scenario where the Kohen won't get the or, and that's as follows. The case of Maktish Nechaseva, Uki Rabbi Yeshua. A person says, all my property is going to be hektish. So what happens when you say all your property is hektish? Well, there's a house and there's a table, there's a car, there's a house, the horse, there's a cow. What do you do with all the different materials, the different nechasim? The Tanna Mishnah tells us in Masechah Shkalim, Hamakdish nechasim, a person who is makdish his property to Beth Gabayis. Some of them may be animals that are tumim animals that can be brought as a carbon. Zachar munukevo, some male, some female. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zachar miyimachu letzorche olos. The males you sell to be used the funds. You sell the animals themselves to be a guy needs to bring a carbon ola. So I as makdish my property. I've got a cow that's very nice. Ruvenia wants to bring a cow as a nedava. I sell the cow for him to use, and then. Those who need a shlamim, I sell them to kevos, because shlamim comes from a female, I sell them to those who need shlamim. And then, the money now I got from selling the males and females, what do I do with them? Yiplu, imshar, nechasim, lebedekabais, and all that's used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Zecharim atmam yikru olos. The actual male cows and sheep, they're used as an ola. Now the nekevos, even if they're roi, you can't use them actually as an animal. Rather, you have to bring them to shlamim v'yavi demeim olos. And from this, the proceeds of selling the nekevos, so then you use the money to buy olos. How come by the males, we said the males themselves are in olos, but the nekevos not? So they explain here, because you can't be bringing the females as shlamim. Because when a person's makdish is nechasim stam, without designating, his das was only that which is roi to be mizbeach, to be kadosh. Everything's kadosh, kula kadosh, like a ola. But since shlamim, some of the shlamim is used by the baal, is eaten by the baal, that's not considered hektish anymore. So again, the male animals are all ola, so that's kula hektish. But the females, which are going to be used for shlamim, well, that's not kula hektish, it's kachim kalim. The baal will eat some of them. So you have to sell the shlamim and use the proceeds as an ola, which is kula kadosh. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says to do with the males versus the females. And the shar nechasim yiplu lebedek gabayis. All the other property, the house, the tables, the chairs, all of that is used for the, you sell it, and the upkeep, money is used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash.
Is this only because he didn't specify, and if he would specify lebedek gabayis, it can be also the chulin, or he... Bedek Abayis can never be mifte for the animals into chulin.
I'm not sure what happened to be specified. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Or it's still for certain kedusha, and they can only sell it for korbanos.
I don't know. Not sure. So then he says, "Va'afilu Rabbi Yeshua, damar adam cholak hekdesho." So now Rabbi Eliezer felt that everything had to be used for Bedek Abayis. All the property, even the animals, you have to sell it, so the money is used for Bedek Abayis. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the animals, even though I said bedek abayis, I could say some of it's used for the mizbeach, like the karbanos, the olos, the men, and then the others are used for bedek abayis. You could split up this hektish. So even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who held the adam chalik hektesha, he could split up between kedushas mizbeach and kedushas bedek abayis, hani mile basar. That's only true of the basar, because the meat is subject to the kedushas mizbeach. About the or... toughest. But in terms of the skin of the males, that has a din of bedek abayis. And since the or has a din of bedek abayis, even though the basar of the male animal is a kedushin mizbeach, the or is used for bedek abayis, and therefore the kohanim have no chelek in that or. Only if the entire animal, including the or, does have kedushin mizbeach, then does the kohen get the or. But in this case, we're splitting up the or from the basar. So these are three cases where we have an olas hektish, where the kohen does not get from the keep the or. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Pratli Olas Gerim. We said on above a different exclusion of, it says Olas Ish to the exclusion of Olas Gerim. So Gemara asks a very good question. Amar Le Rav Simai, Bar Chikai, Le Ravina, Atu Ger Lav Ishu? A Ger is not an Ish? Chas V'Shalom, of course he's an Ish. So Amar Le, Pratli Ger Shemes Vein Lo Yorshim, it's referring to a Ger who passed away, who didn't leave behind any Yorshim. We know a Yid who was born in the Yid, always is a relative. You could find somewhere a relative. But if a ger never was ochet to children, so then he has no relatives. And that's the case. If there's no relatives, so then the halacha is there is no or to the kohanim. Okay. Now, this question still becomes who gets the or. We don't know.
We saw it. You they sell it and no?
I thought we weren't sure if that was the case. Adam thought that was...
So he brings on the bottom here that the hide either goes to Bedek Abayis. That's in
Rav Hillel and Taurus Kohanim and the Chavetz Chaim there, where it's sold and the proceeds spent on the mincha offerings and the
Yitzchakim.
After the Olo, and that's according to the Rebbe.
Okay, so Machlokas, okay.
And still others hold that it's Hefker may be claimed by anyone, see Sfas Emes and Ezra's Kohanim.
Okay, alright, so it's open question. Okay, either to Bedek Vais, certain minchas, or Hefker. Fine. The Gemara now says last few lines of the Amud here, Tanur Rabbanan.
Which would go to Cohen because he has it right there.
He's most likely.
He's the
Yeah. Well, which Cohen? Any Cohen could get it, I guess.
Right.
Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, Olas Ish, Ein Liela Olas Ish. I only know the Ol of a man. What about Olas Gerim, Nashim, Vavadim, Minayin, to include those as well? Tamalomar says in the Pasuk, Or Ha'ola Riba includes more. Not only Olas Ish, it says Olas second time in the Pasuk, tell me that everyone is included. All people's Olas. In K Matamalomar, Olas Ish seems to exclude. What's that excluding? Ola Sha'alta Ish, only if it's fulfilling an Ish's requirement. If it was shechted improperly where there was a psul, it doesn't fulfill the Ish's obligation, so then that's going to be psul and no one is Zoche in the or. So Yachal Shani Marba, maybe you're going to include a case that's excluded, or exclude another case rather. Shenishchata shlo lishma hovelo alter lebailim. So if an ola was shechted shlo lishma, the cheps or the carbon is acceptable, but it does not fulfill his personal obligation. So maybe since it doesn't fulfill the baal's obligation, maybe you would say lo yihu kohanim zakayim ba'ora. So maybe there the kohen shouldn't be zocha in the or either, since I'm not fulfilling my obligation. Tamalomar or haola mikol makom. As long as it was a good ola, even though it didn't fill the personal obligation, as long as the carbon was accepted in the mizbeach, it's zacha mizbeach b'vsara, zacha kohanim b'ora. Or ola ein li ela or ha ola. What about oros only of the carbon ola itself? What about oros kachi kachim such as chatos v'shamot? How do I know minayin that also the kohen gets the or? Tamilomar or Ha'ola, or Ha'ola Asher Hikriv. Asher Hikriv comes to include even other kachim. Yachal Shani Marbe Af Kachim Kalim, such as Shlomim. Tamalomar Ola Ma'ola Kachim Af Kol Kachim. Only Kachim, but Kachim Kalim, there is no din of the or to the Kohanim, rather goes to the Baal, like we saw in the Mishnah. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, or Ha'ola Ein Li Ela Ha'ola. Oros kachik kachim minayin. How do I know he has the same question? What's the source that he's including a chatas and asham? He says v'dinu. It's actually a kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? Ma ola shlo zacha b'vsara zacha b'ora. If a kohen doesn't get the basar, yet he still gets the or of the ola kachik kachim such as a chatas and asham. Shezacha b'vsara and with a kohen eat the basar. Eino din shezacha b'ora. So certainly he should be zocha in the or as well. And Mizbeach Yochiach, wait a second, look at the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach Yochiach is Shezacha B'Basar V'lo Zacha B'Or. We could have a case where something is Zocha in the Basar but not Zocha in the Or. So too, it's possible the Kohen Zocha in the Basar Chatas and not Zocha in the Or the Chatas. Mar says, don't ask a kasha from the Mizbeach, because Ma'al Mizbeach Shekein Lo Zacha B'Miktas. The Mizbeach is never Zocha to any Or. Matomar B'Kohanim Shezacha B'Miktas. The Kohen is Zocha. Clearly the Pasuk says by an Ola, the Kohen definitely gets. So Hol V'Zacha B'Miktas. So once he's Zocha B'Miktas, or by the case of the Ola, he's Zacha B'Kula. He's going to be Zocha in other cases as well, all other Kache Kachim. So while the Tanakhama thought it was based on the Drasha to include Kachi Kachim, Rabbi Shmuel felt it was based on a Kal V'Chomer. And then comes the position of Rebbe. Rebbe Omer, Kol Atzma Lo Hutzrachna. We don't need any of this. Ela La'or Ha'ola Bavad. Meaning everything is obvious. The only time you need a Drasha is for an Ola. You don't even need a Drasha for the other cases. Why? Shebechol Makom Ha'or Mahalech Achar Basar. The skin always follows suit, whatever the Basar's doing. In other words, Parim hanisrafim, v'sirim hanisrafim, cows and the goats that get burnt outside. Hein v'arosein nisrafim imahin. Not only is the basar burnt outside when it comes to these karbanos of the these are the parim hanisrafim. Those are called the parim pinimim that are brought inside and sprinkled on the paroches. So these halach is after you've done the sprinkling, you take the basar and the or together, burn it outside the base of mikdash. So they go hand in hand. So too chatas v'asham v'ziv chayshamay tzibor. Matana Kohen, it's a gift to the Kohen as well. If he gets the basa, he should get the skin as well. Ratzu mafshitino so, lo, ratzu ochino so. If he wants to skin it, so he could skin it and use it. If not, he could use it to eat and just have eating out of the skin. He could do whatever he wants it. Agavi oran. So, now that we established that, kachim kalam as well, by the shlamim, the bailim, they go to the baal in this case. The Baal now has the option. Since he's eating the basar, the Baal also gets the skin. If he wants, he could skin it. If he wants, he could eat it while it's still in the skin. Agave orim. So we see every case, the or and basar always go hand in hand. Now, does Rashi point out? Look at Rashi 5 narrow lines down. This is the source I mentioned in Amud Aleph. Rashi says, Ratu mafshitin. If they want, they could skin it, but they don't have to skin the animal. Sharei lo hutrachu lahafshit, v'nat nulakarin kamoshehen, kedistiv ka'achatas ka'ashim v'tori. You don't have to skin the animal. Only by an ola is there a requirement to skin the animal, but not the other ones. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so now that we've established by every other carbon, the or and basa go hand in hand, the only chiddush is by the ola. About Ola, back to the Gemara now, Nemar bo v'hivshit es ha'ola, v'nitach esol lintacheh. You skin the animal, you skin the Ola, then you cut it up into pieces. Yachal lo yihu kadim zachem ba'ora. So maybe the Kohen shouldn't get the Ora, since the Basar is going in the Mizbech, maybe the Ora should go in the Mizbech as well. Tamalomar or ha'ola asher hikiv. It goes to the one who is makrivit, so this is the one exception. Everything else is obvious, we already know those dinim. Okay. The Gemara now says, based on the pasuk, it says lohiye. It says in the pasuk, I'll read it again. Va'kohen hamakiv es olas ish or ha'ola shehikiv lekohen lohiye. It should be for him. What do you mean lohiye? To him, it should be. It says already shehikiv, the one who's makiv it. So Gemara explains lohiye is prat to exclude the tivo yom mechusar kippurim ve'onin sheyachal lo yisku bebaser shul achila yisku beor sheinu alachila. You might think the only reason why these three individuals don't get the basar is because they can't eat it. But by a or where it's not edible, maybe they should get it. Tamalomer lohiye pratel mechusar kippurim v'tivo yom v'onin. These three do not get it. Lohiye only to the one who can actually be makriv. That's fine. Now the Gemara asks v'tana kama. We said before there are three understandings of how you know all other karbanos have the or going to the kohen. Tanakhama said a drasha, Rabbi Shmuel said a kavachomer, Rabbi said it was obvious. So according to the Tanakhama, nami tepig le medina. Why didn't he use the same kavachomer as Rabbi Shmuel used? So Gemara says mil sedasti bekavachomer tarach v'kasu lakra. Even though there's a kavachomer, the pasuk sometimes does go out of its way to bring drashas nonetheless. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learned from a kavachomer. What does he learn from the drasha of Hashir Hikriv that the Tanakhama used as their source? Gemara explains prat letivayom umechosik kippurim v'onim. So he used as a drasha to only those who could be makriv, as opposed to these three individuals who can't do avoda. V'tepik le milo yihye, like we just saw, doesn't lo yihye exclude these three individuals? Rabbi Shmuel letame to Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel nemar ba'ola. Lo hiya, v'nemar b'asham lo hiya. He uses as a separate gzeir shava. What's a gzeir shava? Malahala an atzmosav mutarin, just like we saw by an asham, that the asham, the atzmos, the bones are mutar to make kalim out of them, afkan atzmosav mutarin. So too, by the ola, the bones of the ola through this gzeir shava are mutar as well. Completely different topic. And the Gemara explains this has to be mufna, this has to be a gzeir shava where both the words are extra. And this way, because if it's not extra, dilo mufna, if they're not extra ikla mifrach, you ask a question. Before you go to the question, just the klal and gzeir shavas. Whenever you have a gzeir shava of two words connecting to each other, if there's some inequality, you can always ask questions. But if both words are extra in the context, you don't need them, and the gzeir shava is used from the extra words, then it's completely protected from any questions. So there has to be that both lo yez extra by ola, extra by asham, because had it not been extra, there's room to ask the following question. Ikla mifrach mala asham shekein bisaro mutter lo yez mutter. By the asham, the basar is mutter, so there's room to say the atzamos are mutter. As opposed to the ola, where the basar is asr, so one would say that maybe the atzamos should be asr. And therefore we say, lo hiya is a kra yisehu. It's an extra word, therefore available for a gzer shava, and not, no questions asked.
What was the four-back kashim column? You said to the balam, if they want, they can take off the skin?
Yeah.
So what are they... Or if they don't take off the skin, so what do they do if they don't take off the skin? They're eating it?
Eat it out of the skin. It's connected, like you eat chicken. It's skin detached to chicken. You eat it, and even though the skin is there. Oh. Yeah. Okay, the Mishnah now says in the bottom of Amud Beis, Kala Kodshim Shira Behem. This is a little confusing. The Gemara is confusing. The Mishnah is not. Kala Kodshim Shira Behem Psul. Any karbanos that become disqualified, Kodem Lafshitan, before skinning it, Ein Arusein Lekonim. The coin is not zoche in the skin. La'acher v'shiton, if they skinned it, and only then did they recognize there was a certain psul, then orosein l'koanim. It all depends of when the psul is recognized, found before the skinning or after the skinning. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim. He was an assistant to the Kohanim. Miyamai, all my days as I served in the Beis HaMikdash, L'Ra'isi, or Shiot to the Beis HaSreifa. Never did I see the skin of the animal being sent to the Beis HaSreifa. Rashi points out, based on the Gemara, Mishuhufsha. Once it was skinned, so then they never threw it into the Beis HaSreifa.
He mentions here the note that here where the Oros don't go to the Kohanim, they would get burned because there was a psul.
Other cases, someone else would get it. So then, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Midvar v'lamanu, from your word, we could then deduce the following, that Shamafshit es ha-bechor v'nim tzatrefa, she-ye-oso ha-kohanim ba-orah. Let's say they skinned the bechor, and turned out the bechor was a trefa. It was always a trefa, but they didn't know it was a trefa. They didn't realize it was a trefa until after the fact. So as long as the recognition only took effect afterwards, so then they're allowed to get Ye'us, who's Lashon Hana. It's a Mishnah Brachos as well. It talks about getting Hana from the candles, the Eish Friday night. It says that Lashon Ye'uso. It means to get Hana. So we learn from here that they skinned it, and only realize the trefa is afterwards, you could get the Kohen could get Hana from the ore. So Chacham Omrim Ein Lo Reinu Raya El Yata Beis HaSreifa. They don't agree with this. Just because you never saw this doesn't mean it happened. Ein Rina, I never saw this. It's not a Raya. It could be that just in your during your time you just were never zochel to see. But the fact that something never happened, that's not proof. If you told me you saw it happen, that's a proof. But to not see something is never a Raya. Actually, as a disciple, it's interesting. Ramah. In the first simon of Yardaya, Hilchos Shechita, the Ramah, there's a discussion whether women are allowed to be shochtin, whether they could be a shochet or not. And we pass when they're allowed to be a shochtin, but the Ramah says the practice is not, because we've never seen any women be a shochet before, so there's a minhag of them not to be a shochet. So the Shach asks the question, wait a second, the Misha says in Zvachim or Edios, it says, Lo rein uraya, ein uraya, just because you didn't see, it's not proof that that's halacha. Just because women never shechted before doesn't mean they're disqualified. So they quote, I think it's a Ma'aril that says, even though by halacha we say lo rein uraya, you can't bring a proof from never seeing it. When it comes to minhagim, not seeing something does become a minhag. And since the minhag had been that women haven't shechted, so that's what we continue to practice, even though we've never seen it. That's strong enough to create a minhag, not strong enough to create a halacha. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Kol shelo zacha hamizbeach bivsara lo zacha kohen ba'ora. Whenever the mizbeach was not zocha to the basar, so then the kohen doesn't get the skin. In the inverse, if the mizbeach is zocha to the basar, so then the kohen will be zocha to the or. So the Gemara explains, af agav de'af shetei lor kodem zrika. Even though they skinned the animal before the zrika, and let's say they found the psul, they skinned it, they found the psul, and then they sprinkle the blood anyways, we say, you're not zocha to the orb. Because what happens is you skinned it. You found the psul, and they once it's a psul, you can't put the basar on it anymore. The basar doesn't go in the mizbeach anymore. But you did the zrika. You did the zrika, they did. So now what happened was there was a zrika, but there was no basar. It sounds like from this, and since there was no basar on the mizbeach, so that even though there's a zrika, there is no or to the quantum. So Gemara wants to know, that's why it's confusing. All that is not really so much said in the Gemara. So, well, forget Rabbi Akiva. Ignore Rabbi Akiva for now. Let's just stay in the Gemara because it's very confusing. So Gemara then says, Mani, who's the author? It must be Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimoni. Damar, we're going to see him later on. It's always so hard when they introduce a machokus which you haven't seen yet. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimoni, Damar, Ein hadam mirata ala or b'fnei atzmo. Even though this scenario where the Kohen, the animal became a apostle, but he sprinkled the blood anyways, so that Zrikas Dam does not have the ability to be Matir the Or. The Or is now attached to an animal whose Basar didn't go in the Mizbeach, so the Or can't be attached to go to the Kohen either. Ah, the Kohen did a Zrika, the Zrika doesn't help the Or. So that's the Shita of Rebbe Elazar. The aim of Seifa, but look at the Seifa. The Seifa says of our Mishnah, our Mishnah said, if they found the psul after the skinning, I don't care about the zrika or not the zrika. If it was found afterwards, and it was already skinned, so then the Kohen gets it, regardless of whether the bus is going on or not. Why? Because the zrika of the Kohen actually does matir the or separately. The us and the Rebbe, that holds like shitas of Rebbe, the Amar, Hadam mirata ala or b'fnei atzmo. Even though the skin's been detached from the animal and the Kohen did the zrika incorrectly, that zrika does matir the or to the Kohen. So now there's a contradiction, a stira, is the Reisha sounds like Rebbe Elazar by Rebbe Shimon, and the Seifa is Rebbe. So again, just to be clear, the machlokas is, if you skin the animal, and the animal's pasul, and the Kohen did a zrika, so now, is that zrika going to matir the or to the Kohen, or will not matir the or to the Kohen? That's the machlokas. And there's two different impressions you get from this Mishnah.
But they knew that they knew already that they did the zrika, knowing that that it was possible.
It seems that way. We're going to see that machlokas later. Tomorrow's daf, I guess we'll appreciate it more. But I think they were aware they did it anyways. So the basar can't go on. The basar is already possible. But he did the zrika. So would that zrika permit the or not? That's the machlokas. And we're getting two different impressions from the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the beginning said, if the mizbech didn't get the basar, so then the kohen can't get the or, even though there's a zrika. But then the Seifa says, no, if as long as you recognize the psul after the hafshata, so then you can be zocha to the or, even though the basar is not going on the Mishnah, on the Mizbech. So the Gemara has two mandamrim how to understand the Mishnah. Who authored the Mishnah? Amar Abai. Abai first says, me the Seifa, for the fact that the Seifa has to be Rebbe he. Rebbe says that the or is, the dam rather, is maratza on the or. So the Reisha is Rebbe again, Rebbe he, Reishanami, Rebbe he, the whole thing has to be Rebbe. So how do you understand the Reisha? The Reisha said, if the Mizbeach didn't get the Basar, the coin doesn't get the Or. And the case we're talking about is with the Basar's Pasul. So how do you explain that? Mo de Rebbe, Rebbe agrees, Shein Hefshet Kodem Zrika. I mean, no one would ever skin the animal, which never would happen. You don't skin the animal before the Zrika. You shech the animal, you catch the blood. You don't say, oh, let me skin the animal before I sprinkle the blood. No, first you sprinkle the blood on, and then you skin the animal. So there's never going to be a scenario where the animal is going to be considered separate. And that's why we end up saying that the bus is not going on the Mizbeach, then nothing, then the coin can't get it. But that's because every single case, the or is attached to the busser. But if there were to be a case where they skin the animal first, and then they did a zrika, in that unlikely case, so then the zrika taka would permit the or to go to the Kohen, even though the busser isn't going on the Mizbeach. And that's Abai's understanding.
So rejecting
Reisha
Rabbi Elazar.
Exactly. Rav Amar mid Reisha Rabbi Elazar Shimon. He says no. If the Reish is Rabbi Elazar, that the Basar doesn't go on the Mizbeach, the Or doesn't get to the Kohen either. Ah, there's a Zrika. The Zrika does not matter the Or at all. Bifnei Atzmo. So the Seifa must also be Nami Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. But didn't the Seifa say if you skinned it and you recognize the psul after the skinning, the Kohen gets it regardless? Sounds like the Zrika does help the Or Bifnei Atzmo. He says, no. You notice my kodem hefshet, my acha hefshet? That means kodem shenir lehefshet and acha shenir lehefshet. Not that they actually did a skinning, but rather they saw it was in terms of when they recognized it. So, one second here. They'll explain here. So they explain here that if the psul took place before the hefshet, the kohanim didn't, or were not zochet, and if they found it afterwards, they were zochet. Doesn't mean that they actually skinned it. What it means is before the zrika and after the zrika. That's the understanding now. Before it was near lehafshet, which means before zrika, and acher shenir lehafshet means after zrika when they would normally skin it. So really, if we just plug in now zrika or not, that's the new terms to be used. Kodem zrika versus after zrika, and then everything fits in very nice. A bit confusing, or very confusing. But tomorrow we're going to really appreciate the Shita Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon much better. We'll see the actual Bryce inside.
Makes sense.